I would like to begin today's talk with the updated title. The dynamic presencing in the we space is work you can hear about on Friday. But I thought, you know, we're, the occasion for this talk is actually the we space. And there is a, given the integral context that we're all in here, the we space has had a really interesting kind of sudden evolution that's come up in the last 15 or so years. So I just want to begin by acknowledging a brief nod to Ken Wilber's work around particularly this integral methodological pluralism back in the mid-2000s, IMP, when it officially made the scene. This was a very exciting moment for people doing work in the intersubjective, because now in the integral context, we have a signifier to actually denotate the interior dimension of the social space. And so with his four quadrants, which we're all familiar, but then came the IMP, and by his naming of zone three, which is the inside of the lower left quadrant, there was a kind of, for folks like myself, an excitement, an unbridled excitement, seeing the ways now that intersubjective practice could begin to get traction. And so for the purpose of my talk today, I want to define the we space loosely as the interior of the social field, with the social field being whenever two or more are gathered. And so with this kind of generic definition, I just want to have some comments, as it were, begin my talk with some comments on where work in the we space has gone, and just some patternings that I'm noticing as a academic researcher, but also as a practitioner. So if I was to give this talk maybe back in the mid-2000s, I was imagining it would be something like 100 paths up the mountain. And that Hindu proverb was particularly appropriate, I think, at that time, given that there was a real enthusiasm and verve for coming together and doing it in a way that was activating our spiritual ground, as it were. And so part of the shift, if we could call it that, in today, fast forward a decade, well, 15 years or so, almost. And I thought, well, something was nagging on me in the preparation of this talk. Because, you know, as developmentalists, as integralists, there's a great kind of conviction, almost a religiosity around ascendance and transcendence. And so I wanted to introduce some evolutionary tension into the mix and do that in a way that illustrates some of the challenges ahead for the work, but also to take heart in where and how it's evolved. So it's just some kind of, in a way, I'm giving some of my comments more specifically through how the initial turn towards consciousness and sharing that in a shared manner has actually given way to a more, the initial, I call it sometimes the consciousness turn of the we space, giving way into more of what's, what I call the embodied turn, which is, we sometimes see this in the integral lingo of waking up and then waking down. And the 100 paths down the mountain is actually moving through embodiment now into practical. So I want to name this third turn as the pragmatic turn. And so naturally I thought of a wildebeest. When I saw this image, I was like, there's a heroic move coming down the mountain. And so there is a kind of new heroism that's being asked of emerging leaders, established leaders in this work, to begin to translate out we space practice in a way that speaks to the lives, the everydayness of our lives, but also to people who aren't versed in integral, and essentially coming into contact with reality in this richer, deeper sense. And so I've positioned the talk as moving more towards what would it mean for us to move more towards what I'm calling a viable we. So a we that is in touch with the existential realities of our day-to-day, our current global social realities, but is also plugged into consciousness, and in turn, our bodies coming through into action. So it's really a call to, as the subtitle suggests, eye leadership in the we. So one way to formulate this, I thought, well, I would narrate a little bit around the phenomenological terrain, the inside interior movements that are almost in a way archetypal. Whether we get agreement or not from the different lineages in the we space is another question, but for the time being, I'm narrating part of this through my own work in dynamic presencing, but also more topically from what I've observed in the field. So the first shift, so it's a series of shifts. The first shift I wanted to make a note of is introducing this notion of the I space. Because the I space is a kind of got cast to the side a little bit with all this fervor around the we space. And so what I'm proposing is that for a more viable we, there's a need to shift into activating our I space within the we. What was a kind of mistake, if you want to call it, that's a bit strong, but perhaps just an oversight within the early stages of we work was this kind of, again, this honeymoon era or honeymoon phase where we're falling in love with the we. We're falling in love with the possibilities of coming together and experiencing certain states of consciousness or certain interior realms that were otherwise not either available to us in our spiritual practice or in our communities. So the activating of our I space is an invitation to come back home into your own ground. So for those practitioners out there who are doing we work, this is really a reminder of, like, when I said earlier about that evolutionary tension, I was getting at what are the tension points that we can hold in our awareness as we move into collective work, collective space. Because when we're aware of those tension points, we begin to prime, as it were, activate in very subtle ways a certain kind of charge within the field. And so there is the leadership move, and I teach, you know, I work a lot with executives around this. How do we self-manage our attention in these more subtle ways? So my narration begins with this activation of our eye space. And from there, and you can look at this chronologically, but it's not necessary. Some of you may or may not resonate with some of these moves. I'm describing them more in a phenomenological way, i.e. through true to our experience and activating awareness as things arise. So this other shift that I wouldn't want to speak to is this vertical depth shift in our ground of presence. Many of you can relate to this, and in some ways it probably classically characterizes spiritual practice. But when we are opening into presence as an actual ground, it becomes the place where we stand, or in your case right now, where you're sitting. And so it's the location through which we begin to connect with our consciousness in a slightly different manner. So when we make this shift, there is a kind of threshold that we're crossing now. This work really has a kind of adventurous spirit at heart. So the threshold of consciousness, or this threshold of being, is activated by releasing our own self-contraction, our own egoic separate sense of who we are, that conditioning, that social mask. And the act of doing that releasing, and there's a lot of different yogas for that, different practices, but the act of doing that is inviting us into a permission to actually be more of who we are and to have that become the activating context of our humanity, as it were. And so I describe that in terms of our ground of presence. So we make contact with that ground of presence, whether we're standing, sitting, sleeping. But in the context of we space work, we're probably gathered, but the point here is when we're entering into the we, we're moving into that interior realm, with it, there is a shift. And I would just comment that there is often an existential ask that's required, as some of you may relate to, and that's simply that we need some skin in the game. There's something being renounced, surrendered out of or surrendered into. And that evokes a kind of quality of vulnerability and openness to the field. So from that movement, there's a shift now. I'm kind of narrating the archetypal sense in a loose way, so just bear with me here. But there's a movement now into a perception. Once we're in a way, we're working our way inside the we. That's what I'm attempting to do here, is give you some language and some way of framing this. And so this next shift of a reversal into an inside-out seeing, into what might be called a field-based seeing. So the invitation there is a subtle move to actually relaxing into more of this ground of presence. And the act of doing that primes again or activates our perception in very subtle ways. It helps us get in touch with our inner bodies, helps us get in touch with our own felt sense making. In a way, we start to move into becoming an organ of perception that is actually, in very subtle ways again, and or potentially deeper, connecting us to this seeing from the inside out. So that reversal is really important, because we're kind of habituated into a very sight-based culture, and seeing is believing, and this kind of in integral terms on the gross level of reality. But actually, the invitation here is to come home on a deeper level of who we are, and to have a kind of quality of inner transparency about that. I think this, in my observations and experience in this larger community, that's very second nature to most of you, actually, which is a beautiful thing. I notice with my MBA students, often it's actually quite a new thing to be able to move into this terrain in a way, and to actually stabilize, to build the capacity to stabilize your awareness in this manner. So with that shift in our perception comes this, what I'm describing as a qualitative shift in how we know. So there's a way in which, again, we're unlocking or dislodging ourself from our own sort of day-to-day separate self sense. Something, again, this conference is so awesome for. There's a way that we're all kind of going through this dislodging right now. So I encourage more of that, and in the context of the we space. But the shift in how we know, again, is getting sensitive to our own sense-making within our own carnal humanity, as it were. And the more we can reside in that context, the more we can let reality breathe through us, as it were. And the act of doing that really does bring about a shift in cognition, but also a shift in how we know. Which, in, as I was saying earlier, the intellect is in some ways, in this postmodern moment, in a kind of confused, misplaced, not knowing where to put itself, awkward position. And so this work in the we space, as we move into the inside of the we begin to acclimate to this other way of knowing. And we start to then touch ground. So I describe that as a shift into being with and revealing the fullness of what is. And so what is really that rich, it comes again from the traditions, but it's that rich context of reality that's always present with us. And one of the interesting notes on this is that in the context of collective intelligence and collective wisdom processes, what is actually a seed garden for emergence. In other words, the emerging future that is captivating our imaginations, we can project that, But actually, if we pay closer attention to the nature of what is, we actually begin to notice that those very seeds of the future are actually right here. And it's more a question of a shift in our perception. And so I like to come back to what is as the arrival place in the we space. Because we were kind of going and doing the descent into. So now we, as we come into contact with what is, there's really now a possibility, and this is where I mentioned earlier about how a lot of we work has gone through this initial consciousness turn and then embodied turn, and now I'm kind of proposing this pragmatic turn. Would love to see more examples of this. And so when we get practical, when the rubber hits the road for leaders, emerging leaders, people in context of influence, there's really a call to learning how to discern emergence and to see, separate emergence from our projections, as an example, what we imagine. It's not that the imagination doesn't have a place in this, but it's a way of discerning what is emerging. So there is now a contact with the fullness of what is, and that's that evolutionary tension I was talking about earlier. We start to connect with what is emerging. Because those seeds, just like that dandelion, those seeds of the future are right there. It's just a question of shifting our perception. And so today's narration has really focused quite a bit on our own interiority. And it's like, in a way, I wanted, like I said, I wanted to do that because there isn't really, in my view, enough talk about how we manage our I space in the we. How do we self-manage our attention? How do we connect on an interior level with this space? And so to that end, it's really about sparking possibilities for this, what I'm calling a viable we. A we where we can embrace otherness. We can embrace contexts where people aren't doing our we space practice, where we can actually move into the flow of reality with whatever's happening, and then begin to orient in ways that are actually on this collective level of the we space, beginning to spark and cohere collective wisdom, collective intelligence, and start to move us in a direction of generativity. And I think, you know, when the we space in the early stages, sometimes it was more of a kind of at times maybe a bit of a warm jacuzzi bath of feel-good spirituality. You know, it's really great to have the highs of the we. And for those of you who've done more dedicated practice, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's very intoxicating. And it's necessary. And there's more to the story. So in a way, it's a kind of classic narration of what I'm proposing here, of not coming down the mountain necessarily to go to the marketplace. That's a different proverb. But more about coming down into our lives and dealing and working and struggling. And the day-to-day existential terrain is really where I'm perceiving the most impact for the we space in the coming years and where I feel there's the most hope. And towards that end, again, the more we sensitize ourselves to these subtle possibilities, the more we're able to rest in some kind of tangible ground of presence that is, in essence, a part of who we are, or maybe even closer to the source of who we are. And the act of doing that is kind of, in a way, an invitation for others in very subtle ways to join us. And through that journey together, the way begins to open up and into a kind of path. So I thank you all for your attention here today. And I hope that this talk has been in some way informative or inspiring some quality of awareness and thinking that can be useful in the we space. I'll be doing a theoretical but also experiential talk or session on Friday. And so very much looking forward to joining you all. So thank you.